Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Little Michael Jackson Thriller with us still. Speaking of being thrilled, with us still is State Senator Renee Erickson. So, Renee, the House and Senate redistricting panels have already held 5 days of town hall meetings all across the state. I know you guys have scheduled a second round of redistricting town halls coming up in November. Did you feel that these meetings were productive? Because it seemed to me like you guys got a ton of feedback. I thought they were productive. Of course, the media and your Democrat colleagues didn't seem to like them, but I thought they were productive. Did you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. I think anytime that we get out in the community, we hear from people, you know, what they think and what they want from us is always productive.
You know, it seemed some of your Democrat colleagues complained, you know, there haven't been enough meetings, and some didn't like the format, others didn't like the times. It seems to me this is just a case of never being satisfied rather than actually legitimate concerns. Looking ahead at the next, you know, round of hearings, I mean, are you guys, now you'll have the census data to work with. Do you think that might help give them a little more information now that you have some census data that you can kind of give a little additional feedback? Because now we know certain areas are going to lose some seats, certain areas are going to gain. That will prompt a little, at least your little bit more informed meetings, I imagine.
I hope so, and I do think it helps to have that data available now. And let's just be clear, nothing we do will satisfy the Democrats.
No.
Before we even started, they were threatening the lawsuits and already started in with their mantra of it's not going to be fair, it's not going to be what they want. We know that. We need to just make sure that we block that noise out, listen to valid concerns, and come up with the best maps, fair maps, which is what we will do, and hopefully avoid the courts having to draw the maps, as happened 10 years ago, as we know it, and nobody wants that. So we will come out with a good product. I'm confident the House and Senate will be able to get maps through, and we'll just see what happens from there.
I think I completely agree with you there. I mean, that what happened 10 years ago was a disaster. the court made some, I think, nakedly political decisions and then some bonehead decisions. Looking at even in our area, communities like Hayesville that were cut in half, where you have, you know, a small town literally divided in two between two different house reps, made no sense. Things like that that just, well, like I said, that make no sense. Looking at our area down here in Sedgwick County, it looks like we might gain at least one house seat, probably out in western Sedgwick County, would be my guess, right?
It's looking that way. You know, there's always a domino effect when you start moving one district or doing this, that it just domino effects. A lot of others, we do know that the only congressional district that actually had any kind of growth was, of course, the 3rd district. Sedgwick County held pretty stable, but there's definitely a chance that we could see a little bit of growth. And out west is where it looks like that could happen.
So looking ahead at the next legislative session, you know, and I know it's a ways off, but that having been through this, you know how it works. That'll start catching up here pretty quick once you get it Christmas and January's here and you're heading back to Topeka. What do you think are going to be the major issues the legislature is going to have to take up next year?
Well, what we were just talking about, redistricting, it's a once in a 10-year process. We have to get that right. I hope we will follow the example that we did last session, which is, you know what it's like, John. We go up and it usually starts out pretty slow and we kind of pick up steam. Boy, we hit the ground running last January, and I hope we do the same thing. I think people liked that, quite frankly, to get busy right off the bat. And I do think redistricting is going to be a big one. There's talk about, you know, of course, tax relief, some new sales tax on food and clothing came out, which ours is ridiculously high on people. We've got a number of things we need to tackle. I think, me personally, you know, my area of expertise is education. I'd like us to continue to see some educational reforms. We'll see what happens on the school board elections. I think that will tell us a lot about the temperature and mood of parents and things that they want educationally in the state of Kansas that the legislature can rightfully act upon. So I think it will be a busy session. It's a session right before an election. That always kind of changes the mood in Topeka. It's going to be interesting, but I do expect we got a lot of work done this past session. I think we'll continue that pace. We'll continue doing good work for Kansas.
Well, and of course, we've got an election coming up, so people want to get out and get off to campaigning, which is a major issue. Before I let you go, one of the things I know you've been a leader on is the Value Them Both Amendment. Next year, that's going to be a major focus of the Republican Party. Many of your colleagues, this show, we're going to make sure that folks get out in those primaries and vote for that. Especially now that we don't have a primary for the governor's race, we still need to make sure that our voters get out, because the Dems are going to throw a ton of money at trying to defeat that amendment. That is something that we absolutely have to make sure Republicans turn out and vote.
John, I've said it many times. I'll continue to say it. If we don't get life right, little else matters. This is the chance for Kansans to get a constitutional amendment in place that pushes back and defines once and for all against the Supreme Court's terrible decision. There is not a constitutional right to an abortion. In the Kansas Constitution, we need to just make sure that we get that passed. August of next year, have to drive people out. It's one of the most important issues I think we'll ever vote on.
No, I completely agree, Renee. And it's because we have leadership of folks like you up there that that we can get stuff like this passed. And, you know, by the way, I've told Derek Schmidt this. I think personally, a Lieutenant Governor Erickson is a fantastic idea. I think, you know, just throwing that out there. I know that the Attorney General listens to the show. So that, you know, that would be a great idea. Schmidt Erickson. Ooh, that even has a good sound to it. That's got a nice ring to it. I could see that on a bumper sticker. I'd put that on my car. But Renee, if folks are, you don't even have to say anything. Just let that go. If folks are interested, they can find you, information on you, Renee Erickson for Kansas. You're on Facebook, Renee Erickson for Kansas. You're doing great work, obviously, because you're on two of the most important special committees that are out there. I love you. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much for joining us. Now get back to your granddaughter and trick-or-treating and dividing up the candy.
Oh, thank you, John. Happy Halloween.
You too. You're the best. We're going to pay a few bills. When we return, Kansas City-based psychic and medium Cindy McKeon will join us to discuss the history of astrology, tarot, palmistry, and it's used for determining the future. And she'll be available to take your calls and give astrology readings live coming up here at 8:30. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.